Music Day Show.
Wanting to be cool.
With live performances and an interview with... Luther Maggot. And the very first Bits and Bits Gig.
Wanting to be cool.
So I'm going to be super upfront about this one. This week, I am on vacation.
Yay.
I'm hanging with my cousin here. This is Andrea.
Hi, everybody.
And yeah, I don't have time to do like a full, like, real show this week. Like, it's... We're gonna eat some food and
tacos.
Hang out. Yeah, it's gonna be real good.
And whiskey.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, I'm gonna play a couple of recordings we made during the Make Music Day backyard barbecue we had with Bits and Bits and Luther Maggot. There's like a tiny interview in between, but we just basically talk about barbecue and music and stuff. It's super casual. And then you get a bunch of music this week, and I get some time off to hang with my cuz.
Yay!
So enjoy this one, and there'll be more coming this month. And then don't worry, because Negative Land November is coming soon. And well, what else we got? Dogs are snoring.
Kids are at school.
Kids are at school, yeah, man.
Played hooky from work.
Heck yeah, heck yeah.
Just don't tell anybody.
Shh, internet, don't tell anyone. And yeah, here's some music. Enjoy.
WTBC Radio in beautiful anywhere, anywhere.
These recordings were made on the Wobble Land Pound's patio on June 21st, 2018.
Big head tiara is perfect. Give me a man That's all, folks.
It's time for Dial a Song. Hey, what the hi? It's John F. of They Might Be Giants, and you're listening to Austin Rich on WTBC Radio in beautiful anywhere, anywhen. It's a podcast with Austin, and this is They Might Be Giants Song of the Week. This is the latest from us. It's our Dial a Song.
At the bottom of the kitchen trash, I found the empty container of takeout food with my name clearly written on it. Following a trail of footsteps from the standing water in the bathroom, I discovered my soaking wet bedroom slippers in the hallway. Of so many friendly strangers makes me nervous, and it doesn't mean that I'm not truly thankful for your service. Lately I've been spending more and more of my free time hanging out in the empty back room of the diner just up the highway, and it's just to give you sleeping bag that I keep rolled up and stashed behind my couch. Do you think that I think I'm somehow better than you? Please accept my word that nothing could be further from the truth. But the presence of so many friendly strangers makes me nervous. Thankful for your service.
If you want it, you can have it, but you gotta learn to reach out there and grab it.
If you are looking for professional photography and contemporary style and glamour, then J. Jean Portraits is your destination. Based right here in Salem, Oregon, just like this podcast, J. Jean Portraits can offer the right kind of photos for the project that you have in mind. To help wet the whistle of people interested in J. Jean Portraits, we are holding a contest for the person or artist who would like to do a little photo shoot on us. Please send an email to austinrich@gmail.com and explain why you should have your band, art project, or whatever photographed in a short paragraph. And the most interesting entry will receive a full photo shoot package courtesy of J. Jean Portraits. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity to get professional quality photography for free. So please enter to win a free photography package with J. Jean Portraits. That's jjeanportraits.com. A professional look tailored specifically for you.
So this is a newish project that we have here, Bits and Bits.
Mm-hmm.
Only like a handful of performances or something like that.
This is our very first one ever.
First performance, not bad. And then accompanying we have Luther Maggot, a seasoned performer, joining us as well and doing the sound reinforcement.
See, I'm shaking my head. That works on radio.
It does. It works really well for... for.
I'm in maggot mode today, so I'm just going to grunt like a grub.
We're looking for some slime over here for the maggot. Well,
you'd need a hagfish for.
Right. The thing that I like about today's setup is that we have music that is very much in the electronic vein in an outdoor setting, which I think is a lot of fun. What's the story behind Bits and Bits? I know a little bit behind Chemotroph, but how did this get going?
I guess you have to go back a while to when I found the band Death Grips.
Mm-hmm.
I just really love their music, and like have a really big crush on MC Ride. I just wanted to be cool like him.
Sure.
And when I met Zach, I kind of had an idea about him playing modular synth, but then we started dating, and one day we were like, yeah, we should make a band, it would be cool.
Right. And you had been doing Chemotroph without vocals for a while.
Yeah, for like 2 years, I think.
Yeah. But had you always envisioned like teaming up with somebody at some point? Or?
I always wanted to, but it's just never really been quite right. Haven't really found anyone I vibe with. So.
Yeah, meeting other band members can be kind of challenging sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know, it's almost. I mean, like I know I've made this joke before, but it's like dating, where it's like, if you don't find the right match, like it doesn't matter how hot their licks are. You know, like it's just not gonna work. So I know that you guys are pretty fresh in the forming stage, but. Like in terms of this project, like do you have like a vision for like what kind of releases you're looking for, or do you think it's more of a live kind of act?
I think it has to be live before anything else, just because that's like the medium I want to perform.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I want people to hear it. I want them to like have to look at me in the same room as them.
Yeah, it's harder to look a microphone in the eyes, you know. You know, if there's other people there, it definitely engages more.
But we're definitely, like, we've been thinking about album names and creative album, like, covers for a while.
Okay. So releases are kind of in the future.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll probably do, like, a short little thing.
Mm-hmm. Just
like,
teeny little things.
Now the party's really starting. Love it. Cool. Well, and I like the kind of brevity of the what we got today. That was very nice and short. Is that kind of the overall aesthetic view that you guys have? Do you think Bits and Bits is always going to kind of keep things concise, or?
I don't know if we're going to sound like this for much longer.
Mm.
I anticipate us sounding really different all the time.
Cool. I like that idea of like a band just kind of like evolving to meet whatever
comes out. Because like before this, I only was able to write R&B, and I only performed it a cappella, and we just magically in like weeks came up with a bunch of little teeny punk songs.
That's kind of like the genius of punk is that. It can apply to almost any kind of instrumentation.
Absolutely.
And whatnot, you know, like as sooner or later, as soon as you find the right thing that allows you to yell about the cops, like then you just start yelling about the cops. Yeah. We were kind of talking about this a little bit off mic, Luther Maggot and I, about you know, like when I said like, oh, come on over, we'll have lunch, and you're like, oh, I eat anything, I'm a punk. And I was like, and it's one of those things where like it is so closely associated with one definition among a certain American subset now that it's like I keep having to roll the clock back for people and go like, it meant something very differently in those early days, you know? It
meant something very different at the end of the 80s and the 90s. And not a criticism, it's a different subculture.
It evolved.
But the very definition of punk would be, we don't need whatever you want to tell us, so last generation's punks aren't going to tell this generation's punks
right
what a punk is.
I keep thinking about that because, you know, like millennials are now like in their 30s. There's another generation after that that's coming up in their like post high school age, and to them, like, they grew up with Green Day on Broadway, you know? Like, their idea, like, Ramones are a t-shirt, not like a band. So it's like, their version of punk rock is a very different one than other kids got. So, I don't know. I like to see it evolve and change because, like, as my definition seems to become more inclusive as I get older, I see other people almost narrow it a little bit.
The original punks were 50s.
Right.
I mean, it was the leather motorcycle jacket era, DuckTales. A lot of doo-wop was original punk.
Right.
Kids singing in high school locker rooms. And it was a real insult. And growing up, I was born in 53. Growing up in the 50s, you know, the world was black and white. I remember. And if you were to be called a punk, that was a real insult.
Right.
So the term got co-opted by the kids they were calling punks. Mm-hmm. It turned into its own.
You're going to call me that? No, I call me. Yeah. That's our word.
So I was a 70s punk, which is totally different from a 50s punk. I don't know that there were 60s punks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
there was in California. There was sort of a punk surfing culture.
Yeah, that was probably more like what it was, really. I mean, like in the 60s, I guess garage would be the closest thing you had where, like, you know, everybody had to start a three-piece band.
The beginning of the Nuggets compilation.
Yeah, do Louie covers and that kind of shit. Cool. Well, yeah, and so, like, I think of that in context to what you guys do, because I feel like there is, in Corvallis, this absolute kind of, like, punk scene, but it's not necessarily three-chord rock and roll bands at all. There might be a few, but, like, I feel like, you know, Inner Zone has a wonderful range of stuff that's not just going to be your average rock band, or even folk band, for that matter. And that it all fits together, too. That it doesn't have this, like, competing vibe of, like, oh, you can't come to my show because you dressed like a hippie or something like that.
There is a thriving DIY punk scene. And we're peripheral and attached to it at times, but it is band-oriented, and they put on some amazing shows. They did a three-day festival called the Sinking City Festival, where they used different venues all around town, including a couple that I don't remember having live bands in at the time I've been there. The Senior Center Community Room, that was great. And so they put on this whole thing with bands from Seattle and the Northwest, and it was almost all bands with a modern punk ethos to them. And they do the Band in the Hat in October.
Oh, usually. I've heard about this.
I don't think they're going to do one this year, which is too bad, but it's a lot of work. So
like,
there is a thriving band scene, but there is also through Inner Zone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. There's a thriving alternative music scene that runs the gamut from noise, aggressive noise. There's more and more people doing puppetry and visual stuff in combination with experimental music. There's a healthy subset of electronic running a gamut from synthwave kind of poppy stuff, which is more not what we're doing, but still, I mean, it's a pretty healthy community and a lot of electronics, but there's also a lot of people sort of running around the edges of jazz and alternative instruments.
Yeah. It's such a...
I mean, Galaxy would be the perfect example. He plays this Project Isle with this huge saw blade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he also
can...
plays the Space Navigators.
Yeah. But,
Well, and like, having that kind of freedom to know that all of these different things fit into this scene in different ways. They each have their own kind of, like, space within it to do their shtick without, someone stomping on it going like, hey now kids, like, we're not ready for harsh noise yet, you know. like that's a pretty inviting thing, because I mean, not every city has that kind of, you know, some scenes are still very much centered around like rock and roll or indie rock or whatever the flavor of the month is, you know, and it takes time to get something a little bit outside of that to find its niche. Well, I'm excited to see where Bits and Bits goes and whatnot. It's always nice to catch somebody who's kind of on their way up, you know, like just sorting things out.
You're on your way up, kid.
But I think of it in a
go for it.
I think of it in a different way too, because it's like there's some bands where you only ever get to hear about what it was like when they first started. Or, like, you know, oh, I was in a band, and then all you've got is the story. So, like, it's kind of nice that, like, you guys have this opportunity to start something, and then it's, like, very well documented from the beginning.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's bands I wish that I had photographs, even, of us playing a show, because I was like, oh, yeah, that summer.
WTBC Radio is also sponsored by Peggy's Vegan Hot Sauce. Locally made in Portland, Oregon, Peggy's sauce is 100% vegan and 100% ready for you to experience a taste explosion you'll want again and again. Available in three flavors, Hotter Melon, Ghost Berry, Five Star Gary, Carolina Reaper. That's with avocados. For more information about Peggy's sauce, including ordering inquiries, please visit Peggy's Vegan Hot Sauce, all one word, on either Facebook or Instagram. Let me say it one more time, Peggy's Vegan Hot Sauce, when you need a little something with an extra kick. and that was some music from Luther Maggot and Bits and Bits with a tiny little interview from my backyard on Make Music Day. Sorry, it's a short show this week, but I'm hanging with my cuz. It's what she's really cool, man.
Party at my house.
Yeah, come on over. There's going to be some booze, a little tacos, you know, we'll get up to no good. But yeah, hopefully next week I can bring you a nice long interview that is sitting on my hard drive, just waiting for you to listen to. It's going to be super fun. What else we got? Man, the weather down here is nice.
California, baby.
Yeah.
California sun.
Yeah. Got to come down here more often. But until then, I'll see you guys next week. Take care.
Bye.
WTBC, anywhere, anywhere, from our house to yours.